Hello, I'm Kanishka and you're listening to Business Standard Podcast. GDP data is slated to be released today in the evening. This comes soon after Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's statement in the Rajya Sabha, where she said that the country was not in recession yet and won't ever be. However, a set of data arriving today may qualify the statement to some extent, as the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation will release the data on gross domestic product for the July to September quarter of the fiscal year 2019-20 today. The upcoming data will likely to show the economy had its weakest performance last quarter in more than 6 years, with the growth rate dropping below the symbolically important 5% mark. It is a culmination of several months of downbeat figures, from plunging car sales to shrinking factory output and an export slump. Well, here is something you need to know. Why in India 6% economic growth is cause for alarm? India's economy probably expanded at its weakest pace in more than 6 years in the September quarter. A Reuters poll showed as consumer demand and private investment weakened further and a global slowdown hit exports. The median of a poll of economists showed annual growth in gross domestic product of 4.7% in the quarter, down from 5% in the previous 3 months and 7% for the corresponding period of 2018. That would be the slowest pace since the March quarter of 2013. Besides, India was the world's fastest growing economy until last year, posting quarterly growth rates of as high of 9.4% in 2016. So what is the government's take on it? Having left much of the stimulus burden to the central bank early this year, Modi government is now taking bolder steps to reverse the decline. In recent months, the government has slashed corporation taxes, set up a special real estate fund, merged banks, and announced the biggest privatization drive in more than a decade. While authorities are committed to doing more, the policy room may be narrowing. The Reserve Bank of India has already cut interest rates by 135 basis points this year to the lowest level since 2019, with more easing to come. The central bank is expected to look through the recent breach of its 4% medium-term inflation target and deliver another rate cut on December 5th. India's central banker Shashikanta Das faces a tough balancing act. The onus is on the government to do the heavy lifting, said Devendra Pant, chief economist of India Ratings and Research, a local unit of Fitch Ratings Limited. He expects the government will miss this year's fiscal deficit target of 3.3% of GDP as it boosts spending while tax revenues falters. The weak growth outlook and interest rate cuts are weighing on the rupee, the worst performing currency in emerging Asia this quarter. In fact, the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this week she is not closing the door on additional steps to support the economy. She posted several times about the economy on Twitter on Thursday, saying macroeconomic fundamentals are strong. There is growing clamour for more tax cuts, this time for individuals and on equities. However, Indian stocks touched a record high this week as investors pumped in money on speculation of more stimulus measures. That's all we have for you in this edition of Business Standard Podcast. Stay updated to know the data, which we'll shortly update on our website businessstandard.com. For more news, views and updates, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn and Instagram and subscribe to our channels on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify.